The log is off.
Good evening.
Hello, mate. I need to start with a confession.
Well, we're straight into it today.
Yeah, I want to get this out of the way quickly because I don't know how you feel about it. So, over the last few weeks, I found myself not buying lager anymore. And I'm literally buying craft beers. Supermarket, hands up, supermarket, because I don't want to spoil the good stuff for the poddy. But I'm pretty much a convert now, I think.
I'd like to be annoyed. I'd like to say I'm disappointed. But I'm sort of like a proud father. I just feel like you've grown.
I think there's still potential for, if I have a bad one, I'll go straight back.
Mate, we haven't even scratched the surface yet.
And that's what's so exciting, because I'm still playing it safe when I go to supermarkets and buy the beers. I'm looking at them and going, I can't remember what you told us about the beers, but I'll look at the can and pretend I know what I'm talking about. And sometimes they even say to the missus, oh, this is a dipper. And she'll go, what does that mean? And I'll go, IPA times two.
Double. It's not a single, it's a double.
And sometimes I say, do you know what else I do? Which I've never done before, is I'll be in the can looking at the beer. And sometimes there's blokes either side of you. And I'll do things like this. Oh, I'm a bit disappointed there's no sours here today. And then I kind of look around for like, he knows what he's talking about.
Do you know when you'd really know that you become a complete beer wanker? When you go to a bar and you have your glass and the first thing you do before you drink it is you go.
Is it like that wine thing where they pour you a bit of wine and you sniff it and do all that and then...
Yeah, just like, oh, what am I getting out of that? Bit of mosaic. Oh, is that a bit of citra in there? Let's have a little tip. Oh, yes, that's going to be good. Hang on, let me go in for my second quaff. Delicious.
Can I ask you a question then? Do you think if these were, right, so if these tasted exactly the same, right, hang on, I'll give you a scenario because it's better. Think about the best beer you've ever had, right?
Mm-hmm. Westville Letterman 12.
Right, okay. No, have a think. No. Right, so if that didn't have alcohol in and tasted the same, would you still like it as much? Or does the alcohol have a little bit more payoff because it gets a merry?
So, that's a difficult one. What's your favourite non-alcoholic drink? Let me go there first. I'm just thinking about it now. I think it's almost impossible to say.
I know mine.
We have touched on this in a previous episode, I believe.
Have we?
Yeah, we did mention this before because I made a strong case for Fanta Zero.
Oh yeah, I remember that now because I was talking about lemon Fanta, wasn't I?
Yeah, and that's still up there. The Fanta Zero, I think, definitely is still there.
But I was going to say black coffee.
See,
but that still has a chemical payoff, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. So, okay, I'm gonna really go for one here. So, I think mine is probably a nice ice cold glass, a couple of inches in a glass, maybe 3 inches glass of skimmed milk. I'm serious. Don't mock me.
It was just, you'd put all these like words in, and you were really thinking about it. Then you said skimmed milk. Which is the shittest of all milks. It's basically just white water.
It's not the shittest of all. It's the best of all milks.
Actually, it is the best milk in porridge, I think. If you have porridge, you like porridge. It's the best one to have in porridge.
What difference does it make if it's in porridge or not? It's just the best milk.
It makes a massive difference, actually.
Does it? Are you a porridge aficionado?
Yeah, I like a porridge. Especially when I'm trying to lose weight.
Well, we'll have none of that. I've taken up the low-carb lifestyle.
You can't have porridge then.
Do you know what? Literally, porridge has got like more carbs than a carbohydrate factory.
I know, I think that's why you're supposed to have it in the morning. So it's like you get a big carbs hit in the morning and then, yeah.
It's honestly, I mean, without wanting to sound dull about being on a diet because I'm a big fat boy, when you start trying to do something like, so I'm all or nothing with stuff. I've said this before. So like if I'm doing low carb, like I'm to the extreme, but I've been really good this time. And I'm like not too hung up on it. So I'm not too hung up on how many calories I'm having or how many carbs. I'm using MyFitnessPal, which is excellent for like tracking stuff. It is. It's easy. So I'm not being like ridiculously hung up on it. But some of the stuff that I have been eating that I thought was really good for you is on a low carb diet is absolutely fucking terrible for you.
What, like Greg's pasties?
Do you know what? Honestly, I don't even think the Greg's pasties are as bad as banana and porridge, which is what I used to have every morning.
That's not bad for you, though, is it?
But if you're on a low carb diet, it's bad for you. Banana and porridge is like a gazillion carbs. Honestly.
So are you just eating like meat?
So on a morning, I could have 4 slices of bacon, 4 Richmond sausages, 2 eggs, a barrel of mushrooms, and it's less carbs. Hang on. Fucking banana and porridge.
I think we've got 2 episodes without mentioning Richmond sausages. You've just broke a sample. We were doing so well, mate.
What is it? Why do we go back to Richmond sausages every time?
I don't know, but I think they're good.
I had 3 Richmond sausages this morning, and they weren't even warm. They were cold Richmond sausages.
So basically, you're just having meat.
No, I'm not, because I'm trying to be better than that. I'm trying to be more balanced than that. I do sound like a cunt.
What else do you have with meat?
So prawns are very good. They're not meat.
That's meat.
It's not meat. It's fish.
Well, it's sea meat, isn't it?
Sea meat. what else is quite good for you? Let me think. Avocado. The
fish.
That's quite good.
Yeah, fish.
You've just said sea meat.
But you just said prawns.
Oh, this is like first world issues here on my low carb diet. The other day for my lunch, I was so desperately hungry because I hadn't had any breakfast that I thought, what can I have? We didn't have anything in. I ate a packet of smoked salmon, a full packet.
Do you know why you started that way? I'm so desperately hungry. Is there anything I can have?
Honestly,
40 quid's worth of fish.
I've never.
You're been, such a novice.
I've never been desperately hungry. I'm over 24 and stone, so I've never been desperately hungry. I had a full packet of smoked salmon, which I the irony didn't even escape me sitting there eating it. I mean,
what's
I wasn't
a packet of smoked salmon.
They come in like little packets, don't they? With like slices.
I don't get smoked salmon, mate. Like a packet, like crisps.
Don't worry, don't worry, I wasn't an animal. I had a Ryvita with it.
Oh, well. Hang on, there must be carbs in Ryvita.
There is, but they're not bad. They're not bad for you. Do you know what else I've been eating a lot of? Oh, another one that's quite good for you. Hummus.
Oh, yeah, I love a hummus. But what do you dip
hummus.
In
Hummus. Ryvita.
Yeah.
Lettuce. I'm not joking, lettuce.
Sausages.
Richmond sausages. Oh. Anyway.
I tell you what, it's good. Have you tried, I don't know if you've tried this, mate, but if you cook some bacon up and get it like crispy and then mash some avocado up and put it in that. I was going to say have it on toast, but you could probably have it in Ryvita as well. That's nice.
What? Avocado? What? Bacon?
Bacon. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I can imagine that's quite good. Yeah. I had avocado and eggs the other morning, which was quite like, it was an air fryer. It was in the air fryer. So,
eggs cut up in the air fryer?
Yeah. 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 Eggs in the air fryer. It's, what's the phrase? It's garlic what all the kids bread. Do.
Yeah. So well, what type of egg?
Chicken egg.
Well, no, man. Right. Penguin okay. I'm going to go through the types of egg. scrambled, poached, boiled,
no, just
fried.
No, I'll tell you. Wait, I'll tell you. Cut up your
scrambled. Hang on. Scrambled egg. Fuck off. Scrambled, boiled, poached, fried. There's something else.
Coddled.
I'm missing it. What's that?
Hard boiled.
I've said that.
Soft boiled.
Might be that. Anyway, carry on.
Cut up your avocado. The pip does you a massive favour. It leaves a perfect egg-shaped divot. Crack your egg into the divot. In the air fryer. Max crisp. I don't know how long I did it for. And it kind of like spills out, melts, but then it like kind of hardens as well. It's quite good. And actually, hot avocado is quite good, which is, I'm not a massive fan of avocado, but hot avocado is pretty decent.
I don't think I've ever had. Doesn't it have to go brown?
No, it like sort of, like kind of congeals a little bit and goes a bit, not crispy, but it's nice. It's nice.
I start to talk about food a lot on this podcast. It's supposed to be a drinks podcast.
We do. We'll go back to that all the time. So anyway, the low-carb lifestyle is something that I'm embracing. Fortunately, there's no carbs in beer, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, you must be removing the carbs, are you? Yeah. So what we got this week, mate?
So this week we are on Play Bruco Easy Breezy. And this is Play Bruco are a brewery, and this one's brewed in collaboration with Electric Bear Brewery. This one is, as last week was, a double IPA. It's not a single.
It's also
a double.
It's also a out of date. Again.
Yes, I was going to go into that again. So hops fade, just remember that. So this might not be as good as we once thought. We have sat on this for quite a while, though, to be fair.
I've just seen something on this that I hadn't noticed before. Months, 6 months.
What 6 months?
We've had the drinks.
Oh, 6 months, yeah. So we've had them quite a long time then, haven't we? So, Anyway, so... It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. To be fair, it's only a couple of weeks out of date, so it's not like it's bloody years out of date. But like I say, hops might feed, but this one's Cryo, Simcoe, and Sabro. Again, Sabro, controversial hop. Some people like it, some people hate it.
What is the taste of?
Sabro has got like... Sabro's like a... A bit of a funny one. It's a bit like Citra, but it's a bit more. It's like tropical, but it's like tropical on acid. It's like very tropical, and I think it's hoppy tropical. So I think that puts a lot of people off.
Right. So I've got some questions for you. So I'm going to do a comprehensive can art review. So as you can see, I'll describe it as well. It's got quite like a. I'll tell you what that font and text reminds me of. Do you remember the Pink Panther, the cartoon?
Yeah.
It's the same font I think they used on that cartoon.
Yeah, that's quite
so good. Have you just opened it?
I've just opened it. It's a bit like...
Hang on, man. I've got questions. So Sorry. It says on here, right, special edition. Does it say that on yours?
Yes.
The bottom.
Yes.
Right, spin it round. And then it's got a batch number.
Right.
There's a little circle just on the back.
Right.
Can you see it? Where it says it's got batch number.
Yeah, batch number 150, yeah.
150, right. What does that mean?
No idea.
So are we opening special edition cans of beer here?
No, we're opening fucking out-of-date beer, so it's not going to be that special.
Well, I didn't know if you had like collector's items or something. You know, like people.
So this is
wine.
So if you were listening when I introduced the beer, my learned friend, This is in collaboration with Electric Bear, so it's a special. So that's probably why it's a special batch number, because it'll be brewed together. And Electric Bear do a lovely, lovely stout. I can't remember what it's called, but it's a little bottle. It's fantastic stout. Anyway, 5.8% this one, so it's not a big hitter. And if you remember, I said to you, oh, actually, I've told a lie. I said this one's a double IPA, didn't I? And it's not a double IPA. It's a double dry hopped IPA. My mistake. I've just realised that when it was only 5.8%.
Right, it smells like dishwater.
Yeah, that's... So yeah, I know what you mean. It's got like a... It's got like a dirty-ish smell, hasn't it? And that will be the cryo, I think.
I've just realised this is brewed in Middlesbrough.
Yeah, it's that's a local, northeastern brew. Oh, you've just alienated four of our listeners there. which actually equates to 68%. So can you stop doing that, please?
Bloody hell, 800% up on listeners this week. Oh, sorry.
Right, okay. So we're looking at the so can art. What's your mark out of 10 on the can art?
6.
Play Brew have all variations on this. They have like a cartoon character on lots of them. It's all right, isn't it? It's a cartoony, like you say. How we're looking on the old colour to waste ratio scale.
Ooh. I think that's ooh. It's not alarming, but I wouldn't fancy seeing it in the toilet on a morning.
I think we'll have to. I think we might have to retire the piss scale, because I think there's only so many diabetic.
I'm running out of things to compare it.
You can comment on. We'll have to find a new colour scale, I think. But yeah, hazy anyway. This one, isn't it? So it's a hazy beer. So anyway, bottoms up.
Cheers.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to bias anything. I'm not going to say a thing.
I'll tell you what I'm thinking, right?
It makes you smack your lips, doesn't it?
I fucked up. I don't think this is cold enough. But I think if this was freezing cold, I'll tell you what I really like about it. It seems to dry up straight away in your mouth.
Double dry hopped. Hops. I like that. Hops are like that. I think that's tremendous, actually. I know I always say that about every single beer, because if it's a beer, it's obviously tremendous. But
that is nice.
If you remember, do you remember the last one we had, which was the Make the double IPA?
Yeah.
It was quite that was quite thick and quite meaty.
Yeah, there was a lot of it as well, wasn't there?
A lot of it. This one's got a bit less body to it. But it's still got that really good flavour in there. And
that is nice.
I remember, that's got a good thing. A good, I'm just reading the can again. Created a bold, refreshing DDH that's perfect for kicking back, relaxing and enjoying. Yep, I'd go with that. Decent. But anyway, carbs in beer, terrible. Really, really, really bad for you. But... hey, so be it. It's my hobby. I'm not giving it up. I wish I could just have a hobby like fucking riding a bike or something. Or being dead into like some sort of fitness. I wish I could have the same passion about pumping iron as I do beer. I'd be like Arnie.
Well, you could do both, couldn't you? Well, okay.
It's not that interesting.
I think you can do both. Can you get a low-carb beer?
Yeah, I think you can, actually, yeah. I think, because you can get wheat beers and stuff like that, which are probably going to be worse for you, but you can get different, things. We had a, have you, so one of the, so Have I mentioned the Peloton bike before?
A couple of times, yeah.
Have you still got it? I've got this Peloton bike. Still got it, and I'm over the weight profile for it, but I am actually using it. And I've been quite enjoying it, actually. It's been quite decent. I'm getting into it.
Did you fix your saddle issues?
Fix me saddle issues, fix me bum issues. That was the big one, because it was like sitting on a razor blade on top of a razor blade with two razor blades either side. It was that painful sitting on the seat.
So how did you fix it?
I got used to it. I think now I can get it parked right up there. Right in the crack.
But it smells
it's
lovely.
Not as bad. And I've got some padded cycling shorts as well, which make you feel like you pooed yourself. Which sometimes I nearly do.
So are you using it?
I'm using it a bit more. I wouldn't say expertly, but I'm using it a little bit.
Do you do the lessons where some American shouting at you?
Can't stand it. No, they've got this game on there that I do because I can't. I literally can't stand them. I can't stand all that. Yeah, come on, you're doing so well. Look at you. You've just got to go one more minute. Come on, let's pump it off and fuck off. So there's a game on it where you're like, you change lanes and stuff and it goes up and down. I do that.
all these fitness people are like giving it big ones. Come on, you've got one more in you. And you're like, wee.
Unfortunately, you can't freewheel on it. I don't mind climbing a hill as long as I can freewheel on the way down.
I tell you what me and my missus were talking about the other day. You don't see it much now. But especially where we live when we grew up. So I'll tell you what it is. Young lads, probably in the early 20s to mid-20s, in tracksuits, riding push bikes, coming down a main road, on the middle of the main road, with no hands on the handlebars.
You don't see the no hand, do you?
You don't see it.
You don't see many backers either now, do you?
No, exactly. And that thing where someone does a wheelie for like ages.
Yeah.
But the wheel's up high. Like,
yeah. And you also don't see, there used to be a lot, especially in Washington, there used to be a lot of fully grown men on mountain bikes carrying their week's worth of shopping from Sainsbury's. Don't see that a lot either. And that is an incredible knack to stay on balance carrying 48 packs of cider.
I couldn't do it. So, when did all that
I got the Peloton because what I did notice is, and it brought me back to it, is I've got basically hairless legs. So it's like I could be a professional cycler. I've got massive calves and hairless legs. So I thought I could be quite into like being a proper cyclist. I'd be aerodynamic as frig. Apart from your belly and like...
Well, apart from your mass.
All the rest of us, yeah. But I've always had hairless. I've always been really, really unhairy. So I've got a beard these days. But like, I've barely even got any armpit hair, me. I'm like really, really lacking in hair. The reason I know that we don't have... I have hairless legs. It's because for years and years, I used to wear trousers that were a little bit too tight because I couldn't get my calves in them. And I think my hair's just gradually over the years been rubbed out, basically rubbed away from my legs. So I think that's why I'm hairless.
So I'm the opposite of that. So my hair is like from my waist down. I've got really hairy legs, almost like a hula skirt of hair coming down. But then the top half, there's none at all.
Are you as hairy as Roddy O'Sullivan?
No one is as hairy as Roddy O'Sullivan. Have you seen the picture?
There was the running picture.
Yeah.
Running club. It's a thing of absolute beauty.
Should we have a look at it? Yeah. So basically, we'll have to describe it, won't we, for listeners? So basically, it's Ronnie O'Sullivan's bang into his fitness now. So, do we need to say who Ronnie O'Sullivan is?
I think most people know who Ronnie O'Sullivan is.
So I've just seen the picture. That's brilliant. So it's Ronnie O'Sullivan, and he said he's banging at his fitness, and he's in some running club, and he's got these, you know, he's in this running club vest, and his shoulders are exposed in this vest. It looks like he's got like a force field around him, doesn't it? He's got all this massive, it's like
gray hair, like he's on a shoulders. Watcher on the wall.
Do you know what I can't help thinking about this is, right? This guy is a snooker player, and he's got all that hair, and he's constantly touching fabric. He's like a what's it called? He's like a static electricity suicide bomber. At some point, he's going to go up in flames.
Oh, I've never thought of the dangers of being hairy and being a snooker player. You've just put that into a whole new perspective.
Do you think that adds anything to his game?
He could turn into a human torture then. I don't want to look at it just in case he goes up in smoke. Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Yeah. I wonder if that's why he's so good, because he's able to manipulate the snooker balls by static electricity.
He's like that. What's that guy called? X-Men Magneto. He's just pushing the balls in.
Yeah, I bet he's really shit at snooker. He can just control them. Imagine though. If you got a static shock, imagine how crazy that static shock would be.
Yeah, I know. It'd be like being electrocuted by lightning.
Oh, brilliant. Anyway, Ronnie O'Sullivan, God rest him. Still one of the best blokes in the world for me.
I really like. I'm not exaggerating here. One of the best sportsmen of all time. He's an absolute genius.
Yeah, I think I'd go with that. Oh, that actually, I've gone bright red in the face laughing at that. That was Ronnie O'Sullivan potentially needs a hazardous area sign on him, just in case he might touch the wrong bit of static electricity and go up.
I wonder if he has to like ground himself before he goes into arenas.
Imagine just shaking his hand. Imagine meeting him and like being really chuffed to meet him and shaking his hand. Imagine the shock you're going to get. Like, have you ever met a celeb?
I mean,
I suppose it depends what you class as a celeb, doesn't it? I suppose, but
I don't think so. I've met sort of like, my missus used to work in an industry where there was a lot of celebrities, but there were crap celebrities like, you know, Dick and Dom. I've met Dick. Does that count?
Fucking don't know Dick and Dom are.
I've met Dick on one occasion.
I do. Bogies.
Mm-hmm.
That was their thing, wasn't it?
Bogies.
That was phenomenal. That was absolutely phenomenal. Which
technically the stole off us, our variation of it.
Yeah. Beard.
Yeah, beard.
Beard.
Which was the same, just probably in a pub, a different time. Beard. Yeah.
Yeah, they did steal that off us, actually. We were way ahead of them.
Years ahead.
As always. I've got quite a good story about being the celebrity. In fact, I've got a few good stories about being a celebrity, but I'm going to go with this one first. I once met potentially another human torch. I once met Leo Sayer. So obviously
I wasn't expecting that.
You know, I know that was left of field, wasn't it? There. So
yeah.
So when I was a student, he did a gig, and I mean, if you think Leo Sayer in his time was quite big, actually, he was quite a big artist, wasn't he?
I think he's got a great voice, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. Yeah. I mean, one of the best Leo. So let me tell you this story because it goes into it. So I met Leo Sayer because I went to one of his gigs at Brannigan's nightclub in Leeds when it was open. That's how well he was doing. This thing was full of students. Anyway, a couple of years before, there was a program on the TV with Vic Reeves and Bob Mortimer called Families at War. Do you remember that? It was a game show.
Yeah, and I think another story you're going to tell.
It was a tea time game show. And on it, one episode, it was like two families were pitted against each other in like ridiculous challenges. And on the game show, that one of the dads in one of the families used to run marathons, but he was in the army, so he used to run it with a backpack on. And the guest was Leo Sayer. And the challenge was, in true Vic and Bob style, the challenge was that he had to run on a treadmill with Leo Sayer on his back, which is a brilliant idea in the first place. So guy gets up, he's got a treadmill in front of him, and to make it a little bit safe for the safety conscious, they put a lot of crash mats all the way around this treadmill. Anyway, he jogs along, he does his bit, and then he wins the prize, puts Leo Sayer down. Excellent. Vic and Bob are congratulating him on one side of the treadmill. Leo Sayer stranded on the other side of the treadmill. So what happens? Well, Leo Sayer thinks, hang on, I need to get in the mix here. So he tries to approach the crowd of congratulations. But at the same time, as he approaches the crowd, he steps on the treadmill, which is still moving, zips off behind himself and shoots under a crash mat that's around it. This is all on this TV program. Absolutely fantastic. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I used to absolutely love it. Anyway, then all of a sudden, as a student, I've got the potential to be able to go and see Leo Sayer. So we're in there, got myself to the front. He's on a stage which is about a foot high. Starts singing his hits, and then he starts bringing up ladies on stage because he's a bit of a schmoozer, isn't he? So he's picking all the ladies up, pulling their hand up, getting them to dance on stage. And I think, fuck that. The girls are getting up. I'm getting up as well. I grab his hand and he pulls us up on stage, and I pull my friend up at the same time. So there we are, 20 women on stage and two fab looks. And then my wisdom, he comes around, and the next thing he's doing is he's going down the line of ladies and giving them a kiss. So it gets to me and obviously does kisses. I'm not having that. I want to be kissed. So I grab his cheeks and give him a kiss.
Hey, Leo, having a kiss.
So he gets a full sweaty smacker right on the lips, first of all. And then I think it would be funny to get my friend on my shoulders and recreate that that scene from Bishop. So on stage is me with my friend on my shoulders running along like on the spot. So I still thought we were just fucking mental. Anyway, we got chucked out.
Did he get the reference?
I don't know. I hope so. I hope so. I doubt it very much, but I really hope so.
Do you know
so.
What I hope? I hope he was driving home that night, or he was in the back of his agent's car, whatever, and he went, oh, right, I know what they were doing now.
I remember the bouncer saying, get down, lads, and get out. Was I okay? It was just the most surreal thing ever. Anyway. So yeah, there's me Leo Sayer story.
That's really good. I wish I had a good celebrity story.
I do have another one.
Go on then.
I met Prince Andrew.
Right.
I'm just going to draw a line under it right there. We don't
do you need
about
a doll
it.
And do you need to point to it?
I was only 17, so.
Was so he sweating?
I'm just gonna leave that story there open ended like that. I met Prince Andrew. That's it. I'm not gonna go any further.
We were on an island.
Right, mate. I'm moving on.
Okay.
Clear Brew Company. An electric bear collab. Clear Brew Company. I want everyone's imagination to go wild.
I'm sure it is.
Clear Brew Co. Electric Bear, Easy Breezy, Double Dry Hopped IPA, 5.8%. But I'm going to ask the question, is the lager on or the lager off?
I wish it was a bit colder, but the lager's off.
The lager's off.
As always, mate, we're absolutely rocking the lager's off.
Yeah.
Right, I'm off to dream about Leo Sayer.
Can I just ask one question?
Mm.
We got a very exciting order of beers
We did.
Delivered in the last week.
We have restocked.
I was really excited when I was putting these beers in the, because you told us what to get, obviously. And reading some of the descriptions of them, I think you've gone full balls to the wall with these ones.
I have, yeah. We've gone away from bog standard. We've gone big and bold.
Looking forward to it. So, excellent episode. What we learned, that Ronnie O'Sullivan's a human torch.
A human suicide bomber.
Yeah. Leo Sayer can't take a joke. And
but he's a good kisser.
Yeah. What? Yeah. So did you put your full on the lips?
Yeah, I give him a full, like, you know, like your grandma would kiss you, like, cheeks in hand, pulled in.
All right, yeah. Is he dead?
Appreciate it. No, I don't think so. He's probably in worse financial state than he was 20 years ago in Brannigan's nightclub, but
no, I think he's still alive, going strong.
Man. Yeah. Yeah,
bless him. Oh, good man.
Anyway.
Yep.
I'm a one-man band.
All the best, mate. Enjoy this.
See you next time.
See you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Good night.
The log is off.